Good Saturday morning. Welcome to another edition of the South Dakota Conservation Show. I'm Kyle Lenzner, and today we have Dan Sternhagen out of Haviland County. How's it going, Dan?
I'm doing good, Kyle. Thanks for having me. This is always kind of a fun show to get up to Watertown and do. Definitely a lot of listeners that I find down in Haviland County love listening to the show every morning. So I'll start off with my listener of the week this week. Listener of the week this week is going to be Ray Gulbreth out of the Bryant area. Ray's a avid sportsman, loves to do trapping, loves to fish. So thanks for listening, Ray, and keep at it out there, okay?
Sounds good. Yeah, we always like hearing that back that heard you on the show this morning. And yeah, glad to hear that people are up that early to be listening to us. So thank you for tuning in and listening every week. And hope we provide some stuff for you guys to use, some knowledge, and try to get some new stuff every week on here for you guys to listen to. Oh, while we got you here, what's going on down in your area for fishing-wise?
Well, I don't know if you could ask for any nicer weather for this last week. Obviously, today's doesn't look too good, but this last week, I mean, guys are, you know, shorelines are doing really well still. Going over towards Ponset, anglers along that Stone Bridge, North Alamos, or what the locals call Hammers Bay. Down to the state park, you know, just casting jigs in a minnow or jigs on a plastic tail, you'll find guys doing fairly decent in them late evening hours and even early mornings. The boat bite hasn't quite picked up yet. Talking to a lot of guys coming in from the boats, they're struggling throughout the day trying to find fish or even sizable fish. People are catching a lot of them 10, 11 inchers out there and throwing those back and trying to keep the 14 and a half. So, it's just a matter of time. Them fish are going to turn on, in the next few weeks, I'd bet.
Yeah, and usually when you see the boats this time of year, they're always right up against shore. They're casting right into where everybody's wader fishing, so.
Yeah. Going over towards Lake Albert, Lake Albert's been really, really sporadic this year. You might find 5 boats out there. You might find 12 boats out there, and guys are chasing that bigger fish out there. And you know, the success out there, like I said, is sporadic. So, I mean, a guy can come in and fish all day and catch none, or they could fish all day and come in with like 3 or 4 really, really nice fish. So, if you want the challenge, Lake Albert's definitely a place to go. So, and the bonus is you get a little bit nicer fish out there. But, you know, like I told Don Fierstead on his show, been Thursday. The other lakes, Mary, John, Norton, still really no use there. Still finding quite a few people out there archery, fishing for the carp. So,
yep.
Definitely good areas for that. Clear Lake, on the other hand, the access is still a little rough. Clear Lake by Thomas. So the access is a little rough. Water's really high. When the waves are out of the wind's out of the south, it's blowing waves up into the parking lot. So, you know, use that with the best judgment. Shore anglers are the bite's turning up a little bit for them. So guys are finding a little bit more success than they have in the past. But the quality of fish is still, you know, undersized type fish. So,
you know, any crappie down that way? It's getting to be that time of year where we would usually start running into a crappie bite, but this time of year, or this year, I should say, has been a little bit behind because of, it wasn't too long ago we had ice on the
lakes. Yeah, but it was, last year, probably 2 weeks ago is when that crappie bite really took off for me on Stone Bridge. Guys are fishing both Ponset side and Dry Lake side of Stone Bridge and doing really well, not only for crappies, but for perch. This last week I talked to a few anglers and they were catching a few fish, nothing crazy. But, if you wanted to target that panfish down there, I mean, that bite's probably going to turn on here shortly. So.
Okay. Yeah, that should be coming up here as those water temps warm up. And a lot of guys I've been talking to, I don't know about down by you, but I know in Clark and Coddington here, the water temp, they said, was already up into the mid-50s. So, I mean, it's heating up quick. And especially, like Dan said, this week we had some pretty warm days there, 80 degrees on Wednesday there. So, I mean, that gets the water to heat up pretty quickly, and now we're starting to get some wind and stuff, and with that wind, that'll help turn that water over, fish should be starting to bite here, especially as the spawn, you get further away from that spawn there, those fish are going to be hungry and be looking at eating, so.
Are you seeing guys catching fish mainly on plastics yet, or are they still biting on minnows?
I still see quite a few getting caught on minnows, so okay. Jigging a minnow is still working pretty good. I know up by, I guess we could jump up to Watertown there, up by Anquipeska and Pelican there. The best bite's still been on the minnows, whether it's on a crappie rig in a minnow or whether it's on a jig head in a minnow. It seems like it's a real light bite, and I've seen guys trying to cast the plastics, and they're picking up a few fish, but the guys that are doing that slow retrieve or just have those crappie rigs out there with the jig head and minnow are doing really well. So, but the fish have been a little bit on the smaller side on those two. On Kapeska, most of the fish are averaging 13 to 14 inches, and on Pelican there, a lot of smaller fish, a lot of them in that 11 to 13, but they are picking up some bigger ones on Pelican there as well, some over 20s, some in that 24 to 26, so a few bigger fish, but just not quite as many. Kapeska's probably giving up a few more walleye at this time, but not quite as big as Pelican. I know this week we've had, or this last week here, I should say, we received a few calls on bullhead fishing. Not a lot of guys do that anymore, but did get a few calls this past week on that. If you're looking for that, I'd say Pelican Lake. I know a lot of guys down there have been doing real well on it. So if you're looking for that this time of year with the cool water, you run into some guys looking to catch some bullheads, and that'd be a close place here into town. So other than that, here in Cottington County, while we're here, we can talk about Dry Lake and Goose Lake. Those two are producing some fish, and Goose Lake, nice fish, just not a lot of them. I mean, they're in that 17-plus inches, and just don't expect as many as you would catch at, like, Pelican or Dry Lake or Kapeska. But the quality of fish you're going to catch are way nicer. Dry Lake up north there, a few guys from shore, not too many boats out there. Hopefully we'll get that boat ramp in there. Guys will be able to get out there. But for the size of the fish out there, most of them are under that 14 inches. But a few nicer fish over that 17, 18-inch mark are getting caught. Just a reminder also, if you have kids and you're not looking at getting too far out of town and you're wanting them to have some fun, just remember that here, it'd be 2 weeks ago now, we did stock the trout here in town at the 3rd Avenue and by the Redland Center there. And so those ponds, we did stock trout in them, so they should be biting by now, and the kids could go out there and have some fun. And it's right here in town, so it's not too far of a drive for families to take their kids out there. And
yeah, I want to say, Kyle, it was 2 weeks ago or 2 years ago when we first stocked those, and I brought my kids up, and that was an absolute blast of a time. I mean, it's, you know, they're good, healthy fish, and for a 4 or 5 or 6 year old to go out there, you know, with a brand new Snoopy rod, you know, some of those got like 4 or 5 pound pike in there that really put up quite the fight for them. And it's fun to watch their faces light up when they hook into a fish like that.
Yep. And those ponds, we do try and keep the trout and the northern separate. 3rd Avenue, we don't have northern in that one, but if you go further back, there's some other ponds back in there. You get up by the disc golf course up there, and that pond there does have some northern in it. That one was stocked this year. Along with the pond right across from Cashway Lumber there, that received a few northern, along with the pond, the farther south pond up at Redland, that got northern as well. The pond by the gazebo there by Redland is one that got the trout, and the 3rd Avenue pond or the Lions Park pond there got trout as well. So plenty of opportunities there if you're looking at taking the youngster out and getting them out just for the weekend here. Today don't look too good, but tomorrow don't look too bad, so be a nice little family trip out there, nice and close, nice and easy. Other than that, we could jump over to Clark County. Clark County there, Dry Lake number 2, as always, guys are catching a few fish out there. They're pretty nice fish once again. Most of the fish I see being caught are in that 16 to 18-inch mark, with a few over 20s being pulled out as well. Then next one north would be Indian Springs. Some nice fish getting caught out there, some nice healthy fish. Same thing, 16 to 18 inches is kind of the average. And then quite a few over 20 getting pulled out right now. And it's been just like every other lake, it's that time of year. As the water's turning over, it's pretty cool all the way even up by to shore there. So guys are fishing pretty shallow and doing well on those fish. Dry Lake number 1 north of Clark there, that one is still producing fish. I'm surprised that didn't die out this past winter, but still producing quite a few walleye. Guys are fishing mainly from shore. On crappie rigs is what has been the best for guys out there. And they've been catching 2 walleye to a limit every night at least. So pretty good fishing out there, not too far away. Just a reminder, Reed Lake up there, we do not currently have an access agreement with that. We used to have a boat ramp there, but currently we don't have an access agreement. That is now a private ramp, or is going to be operated as a private ramp. And just so you guys are aware before you make a trip up there. And also, they are catching fish up there from the shores on Round End Reed. Not a lot of fish, but some nice, healthy fish. Up on Swan there, guys are still pulling walleye out of there. A lot of them are over that 22, 23-inch mark, so big fish. Haven't seen too many under the 20-inch mark, and if they are under 20 inches, they're just under the 20-inch mark, along with a lot of northern getting caught out there. Up in Day County, looks like Wabe, the fishing pressure and success has picked up this last week, with anglers having success catching white bass and a few walleye. And down on Bitter, or I shouldn't say down on Bitter, but on Bitter out there, anglers are catching a mixed bag, a northern pike, walleye, and occasional perch out there. So some fishing opportunities up there as well going on. And it sounds like they're always a few weeks behind us down here. So
I've heard even through the grapevine on Wabe, that bite's even crawled down in the S-line area. Guys are talking about how good that bite's been turning on. So, this last week, guys did really well out there, I would say.
And that's not too far of a drive from here, about a half hour, and you're there. So other than that, that should round it up for the fishing. Just a reminder that the turkey hunting season does end tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day for that season. So just remember that. If you haven't filled your tag yet, you got yet today yet, which with the weather might be a little difficult, but you would still have tomorrow yet. So if you still got that tag, tomorrow would be a good chance to get out there and finish off the season maybe on a high note. Just a reminder, here today in the, it's probably a little late for the Watertown one because we'll talk about the hunt safe, but Watertown, if you have completed the online course, we do have the hunt safe course here in Watertown today, but that is an online course, so you'll have to have completed all the necessary requirements, that online test and all the chapters online before attending. So like I said, if you haven't done any of that online stuff, today's course is probably out of the picture. But if you have completed it and want to take it, that course is today. Dan, I know you're in the process of asking to hunt safe, but
yep. As soon as I'm done here, I'm gonna head into Ponset. We got our second day today,
okay,
so we're gonna.
So
do,
yours has already started. So that one's probably a little late for signing up. But if you guys are interested in that, we do have some coming up here in the future. Just all you got to do is go to our homepage, the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks homepage. You'll click on that education tab. When you click on that education tab, off to the side there, off to the left-hand side of it, you'll see a section that says Hunt Safe. If you click on that Hunt Safe section there, it'll pull up, it'll explain our Hunt Safe programs and stuff. But right at the top in red lettering, it'll tell you that there's a where all the courses are. If you click on that red lettering, it'll pull up all of our Hunt Safe courses that are planned across the state. I think just about everybody already has theirs entered. So the Watertown one and the Hamlin ones, those are probably are too late to sign up for, but we do have plenty of them coming up here in the next couple months. So just one quick reminder before we leave you guys today. This is the free fishing weekend and the free park entrance weekend. So if you guys are looking at getting out there and doing some fishing and not an avid fisherman, but would like to go and try it and see what it's like, this will be a good weekend to get out there. Maybe you could go do some fishing with the kids if you don't have a license currently, but you want to take the kids out and enjoy it and try it with them. You can do it this weekend and get out and enjoy, check out some of these parks around the area. Maybe you'll find out you like them, and maybe you'll end up buying a pass and visiting them a little more often. So plenty of nice parks around the area here that you can go visit and try out the fishing while you're there. So other than that, Dan, you got anything for us before we head out?
Nope, that should cover it. Thanks, Kyle.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for joining us on the show today. And for everyone else out there listening, hope to see you out there.